It's such an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and speak the word of God. The Bible says the word is like a hammer. The word is like a sword. So open your heart now as the word of God comes forth.
There is different covenants in the Bible. And I want you to write it down. The first covenant is the Abrahamic covenant. The Bible says we have to rightly divide the word of truth. How many of you know what that means? That means you have to rightly divide the covenants. Because some people live under the Old Testament covenant. And it's all wrong because Jesus came to fulfill the covenant. So number one, there is the Abrahamic covenant. God appeared to Abraham and made a covenant with him. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to multiply you. Genesis 17 and verse 3. Then Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you and you shall be a father of many nations. Here Abraham has an encounter with God. The Bible says God encounters him. And he falls to the ground. And it says in verse 5, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you. And kings shall come from you. Those kings is us here this morning. Kings shall come from you. It even says nations will come out of you. Which means that what God is saying here, follow me carefully. What God is saying here, he's saying to us because we are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to faith. Watch this now. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you and kings shall come from you. Underline that. Turn to somebody, say, kings will come from you. Verse 7 says, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant. To be God to you and your descendants after you. We are the descendants of Abraham. No strings attached. It wasn't based on Abraham's performance that God established this covenant. The Bible says that Abraham even lied about his wife. He said his wife is his sister. But still, God kept his covenant. You see, God didn't make a promise to Abraham. He made a covenant with Abraham. A covenant is a signed contract. It means if God sets up the contract, he has signed it in his son's red blood. The Bible says that because God made the covenant with Abraham, although he lied, the Bible says God didn't even rebuke Abraham. He somehow rebuked Pharaoh. Turn to somebody, say, if God makes a covenant, he keeps the covenant. So number one is the Abrahamic covenant. Are you with me this morning? Secondly, it is the Moses covenant, the Messianic covenant of the law. The Bible says the law was given to Moses, but grace and favor came by Jesus Christ. So the Bible says Moses goes up the mountain and he receives the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is the Messianic Moses covenant. But there is a better covenant we live under as children of Jesus Christ. Israel continued to persist in unbelief and had kept on murmuring and complaining since God had led them out of Egypt with mighty signs, mighty wonders, and mighty miracles. They also didn't want to have a personal relationship with God under the Messianic covenant. They didn't want a relationship with God. They said to Moses, Moses, you go up to God. You speak to God. You see, people living under the Messianic covenant, living under the law of Moses, find it hard to have a relationship with God. Under the Messianic covenant, the Bible says the priests had to continually offer animals for the sins of the people. And the more they offered the animal sacrifice, the more the people sinned. Therefore, God the Father saw that the sacrifice of animals and goats is not doing the trick. Therefore, he had to send his son, Jesus Christ, come on somebody, to pay the price and establish the third covenant, which is now the covenant we live under as blood-washed, born-again believers. Is there any blood-washed, born-again believers in this place? If you live under the law of Moses, you will find it difficult to serve God, because the law of Moses is about do, 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 do. All the blessings of the law of Moses, the Messianic covenant, has conditions to it. If you just make one little mistake, you are cursed. If you just have one false step, you're out. But thank God for sending his son, Jesus Christ, and established a new covenant in his son's blood. Although you have flaws, although you have wrongs, he says, in your imperfection, I make you perfect. My blood covers you. My blood cleanses you. My blood forgives you. The Messianic covenant is about man performing. Under the third covenant of unstoppable favor, it's all about what Jesus has provided for us on the cross of Calvary. Because when he hung on the cross, he shouted out, Tetelestai, which means it is finished, it is done. So the third covenant is the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Jesus comes in the New Testament and he says, now I have established a new covenant. The more the people lived under the old covenant, the more they sinned, because there's no power in the law. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. You can try and live under the law of Moses, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to fail every time, because there is no connection to what Jesus has accomplished on the cross of Calvary. You see, people walking under the law based on performance find it difficult to have an intimate relationship with God, because they believe they have to do something to get God's attention. Where the new covenant, the third covenant, says you just have to apply the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Wholeness is in the blood. Healing is in the blood. Restoration is in the blood. Salvation is in the blood. This is the most amazing covenant under which we are now living as the seed of Abraham. Woo! The Bible says God took away the law of Moses, canceling the written code that stood opposed to us. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse 14. The Bible says when he established the third covenant, he made Jews, Gentiles, equal. That's God's church. That's us here this morning. We have now become, because of the third covenant in the blood of Jesus, we have all become spiritual Israelites. Romans chapter number 2 and verse 28. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. Verse 29. Romans 2:29. But he is a Jew who is inwardly. Turn to somebody, say, you a Jew inwardly. Say it one more time. Say, you a Jew inwardly. Now, because we have all become spiritual Israelites, we have all become children of Abraham. And have now come to the understanding we are under a new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Watch this now. Acts chapter number 3 and verse 25. You are sons of the prophets. That is, Abraham is one of the prophets. And of the covenant which God made with our fathers, that's Father Abraham, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, that's us here this morning, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That wasn't a promise, that is a covenant signed in the red blood of Jesus. Turn to somebody, say, you are the family of Abraham. You are blessed and highly favored. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy 28, most of you know this. It talks about, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Your basket shall be blessed. Everything your hands touch shall be blessed. All those blessings is under the law of Moses. And all of those blessings has a condition to it. It says, if you read further, if you don't obey the word of the Lord, you will attract horrific curses. Those blessings has a condition to it. But we, under the third covenant of the blood of Jesus, has no condition to it. You are once again highly favored of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. And unstoppable favor has been released upon your life. Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Therefore, I don't quote the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 because it has a condition to it. It means if I just lose my temper a bit, God is going to send horrific curses upon my life. We are living under the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree, and that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. That's us in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Genesis chapter number 12 and verse 1 says, Genesis 12 verse 1. Now in Haran the Lord said to Abraham, go for yourself. Turn to your neighbor, say, go for yourself. Go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. Turn to somebody, say, God's going to make of you a great nation. And I will bless you with abundance of increase, of favors. Turn to your neighbor, say, unstoppable favor. And your name famous and distinguished. When God said to Abraham here, because he's under the third covenant of the blood, when he said this to him, increase of favor, he was saying it to us. In essence, he was saying to Abraham, I will release unstoppable favor upon you and everything connected to you. And then I will make your name famous. Turn to somebody, tell them, say, you don't know who you're sitting next to. Today, I'm under a better covenant with better rights. I do not live according to the law that brings curse and death. I live under a new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Every promise God made to Abraham, he made it to me. I will see unstoppable favor manifest in my life. A promise can still be stopped But an unstoppable covenant cannot be stopped. There is an unstoppable covenant God has made over your life and over your destiny, and nothing in hell will stand in its way. No demon in hell will stand in its way. Somebody give God praise in this place. We see the shadow of the new covenant throughout the Old Testament. Throughout all the old covenants, we see a shadow of the best covenant coming. Isn't it amazing that when the children of Israel were still under the covenant of Moses, God said to them, I want you to put blood on the doorposts, because that speaks prophetically of them coming under a new covenant. So God was in essence saying, because of the blood on the doorpost, I will keep plagues away from you. The plagues will strike the Egyptians, but the plagues won't strike you. Because of the blood of the covenant on the doors, the frogs will hit the houses and the homes of the Egyptians, but it won't hit your house. Havoc will reach the devil's house, but it won't reach your house. Because of the blood, the third covenant, prophetically speaking, that was already there as a shadow. Come on, somebody. Go like this. Say, I'm under the blood. The devil is a liar. Him and his mother-in-law. I am under the blood. No curse can come upon me. I'm under the blood. I've been through inner healing and deliverance. I've applied the blood to my sinful life. The Bible says, Jesus, too, by being born in human form, for only as a human being could he die, and in dying break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. He had the power of death over your life. I wish somebody can get excited. He had the power over your life, but he no longer has it. It's been broken through the third covenant. Yeah. In the blood. Woo. He broke the power of the devil by establishing a new covenant. Unstoppable favor. I want you to think for 30 seconds. Every plot, every plan of the devil against your life, then I want you to see every one of them deteriorate. See every one of them fail, because you're under a new covenant. See every one of them cease, because you're under a new covenant. Lay your hand on yourself. Say, I'm covered with the blood. Watch this now. Dispensing good on others, I will bless those who bless you. Oh my God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you better bless me. You better bless me. Because the covenant is this: those who bless me shall be blessed. Those who bless me shall be blessed. Lay your hand on your neighbor. Say, I bless you, 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 because you're part of a new covenant. And if I don't bless you, those who bless you shall be blessed. This is the new covenant. Who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses. Oh my God. And curse him who curses or uses insult language towards you. The devil is a liar. Him and his mother-in-law. Old covenant people say this. Oh, there's a curse upon you. I'm talking now when you have already been washed in the blood. You have already been through inner healing and deliverance. if somebody still comes and says, oh, there's a curse upon you, oh, somebody curse you, you need to take them to the new covenant and say, this is what I've been established. I have been delivered by the blood. I've gone through the process of deliverance. The Bible says, those who curse me shall be cursed. We had a revival in Nelspruit. We planned on it for 3 nights. And it broke out 3 weeks later. The power of God erupted. There came Satanists. They wanted to curse me and put spells on me. They were on the mountain in Nelspruit, witches, ready to curse me. They had their rituals, and it exploded in their faces. Those witches ended up in the ICU, they told me. They ended up in the ICU with severe burning. Oh my God. When you have this revelation today, every curse has a bounce back. I say every curse has a bounce back. So when they curse you, the curse goes back to the sin. I wish I had somebody up in here that can take God by his word. When they curse you, the curse goes back. Turn to somebody, say, I have a bubble wrap of the favor of God upon my life. If they curse me, they are cursed. I'm not cursed. They are cursed. Because the Bible says, when they curse you, they will be cursed themselves. But whoever confers prosperity or happiness upon you, they shall be blessed. So when you bless me, you will be blessed. The Bible says in 1 John 17, for the law was given to Moses, but grace, unmerited favor, and truth came through Jesus Christ. So God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, not to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. When the law is fulfilled, it's easy for you to serve God. When the law is fulfilled, it's easy for you to tithe. You know why some people can't tithe? Because they're still living under the old covenant. They're still living under the old covenant, the Messianic law. And it's difficult for them to tithe because they're still living under the curse of the law. But if you're like Abraham and you live under a new covenant, you say, Jesus paid the price for my welfare. I don't just give 10%, I give more than 10%. Oh my God. To somebody say, I give more than 10%. You. Woo! We are under a covenant of unstoppable favor. Unstoppable favor provisions for us are based entirely on God's goodness and his kindness and his faithfulness towards us. Those who walked under the old covenant, they wanted to get God's attention based on their performance, based on their goodness, based on their faithfulness. But under the new covenant, we walk according to his faithfulness. He's faithful, now I'm faithful. He's holy, now I'm holy. Say with me, new covenant. Jump quickly in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 8, and we're going to pick up from verse 7. Are you getting something here this morning? Am I boring you? Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse 7. Hebrews 8 and verse 7 says, for if that first, let me wait for you. Hebrews chapter number 8, and we're going to pick up in verse 7. Are you all there? Turn to your neighbor, say, hurry up. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. Somebody say new covenant. With the house of Israel, that's us, and with the house of Judah, that's us. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. So he's saying, not the covenant they used, not the Messianic covenant, not the covenant of Moses, but a new covenant. Say with me, a new covenant. Because they did not continue in my covenant. So God said, I made the covenant, but they never continued in it. So he came up with the best plan. Turn to somebody, say, that's Jesus Christ. And disregarded them, says the Lord, watch this now, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws, watch this, I will put my laws, where? On some tablets of stone. How many of you agree with me that the tablets of stone is very cold and impersonal? You cannot have a relationship with two tablets. Turn to your neighbor and say, I can't have a relationship with two tablets. iPad, you can. But I will put my, watch this, where will you put the law? I will put my law in there. Minds, that word mind there is soul. We have the mind of Christ. Woo! So the law is now in their minds. My God. And write them on their hearts. So it's in your soul and it's in your heart. Therefore, it's so important to get this book on the inside of you. Get it in your soul. Get it in your heart. Get it in you. Turn to your neighbor, say, get it in you. This means God will give us the desire to please Him and have fellowship with Him. For the Lord will be in our hearts. None of them shall teach his neighbor, watches, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. So he's saying, in essence, when you bring people under a new covenant, they will know me by experience. For I, watch this now, will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. The old covenant of the law is based on, watch this now, you shall not. While the new covenant of unstoppable favor is, the Lord says, I will. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. The old covenant of the law is based on you shall not. While the new covenant of unstoppable favor is the Lord saying, I will. Amen. I will. So we pull life, power, ability from the revelation of what Jesus has done on the cross for us. That favor is unstoppable. People watching online, I release over you today unstoppable favor. Unstoppable favor. There is a new covenant that has been established in the blood of Jesus. You will lack no good thing because of the favor of God. Jesus shed his blood 7 times. The new covenant. 7 means perfection. There's not a thing we can do to perfect it more, because he did a perfect job on the cross of Calvary. How many of you believe that with me? The Bible says he shed his blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says that His sweat became like great drops of blood. The Garden of Gethsemane is very significant because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he dealt with our unfaithfulness. Because we can't be faithful to the will of God, to the plan of God, without being washed in the first place, which is the Garden of Gethsemane, with that revelation that he was faithful to the will of his Father. He said, not my will be done. The first place where he shed his blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane, which means he dealt with every curse of unfaithfulness. Now we can be faithful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can be faithful to Jesus. We can faithfully serve him. We can faithfully live for him. We can faithfully tithe. We can faithfully study his word. I include you watching right now. This blessing promise is available unto you and your children and your children's children. I release the revelation of the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. You will no longer be unfaithful, because Jesus was faithful to the will of his Father, and he shed his blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, not my will, but your will be done. The blood, number one, that was shed in the Garden of Gethsemane is the blood of faithfulness. His blood makes me faithful. His blood makes me loyal. I can preach on faithfulness until I'm blue in my face. If you don't catch the revelation of what Jesus has accomplished in the Garden of Gethsemane, you will stay unfaithful. Because the blood was shed in the Garden of Gethsemane, now I'm faithful. Oh my God, I feel it in this room. Turn to your neighbor and say, I can be faithful because Jesus was faithful. Watch this now. The Bible says, Lucifer, watch this. Lucifer said, I will be exalted. How many of you remember that portion in the Bible? Where Lucifer says, I will exalt myself. I will. Jesus came in the Garden of Gethsemane and he did exactly the opposite. He said, not my will. I will not exalt myself. I lay down my life for the will of my Father. I will be faithful to the will of my Father. India is watching. I release the blood of faithfulness over India. You will be faithful to the Lord. The US of A is watching. The blood of faithfulness is being released upon your life. South Africa, the blood of faithfulness is being released. Woo. Therefore, we cannot be faithful under the old covenant. If we tithe under the old covenant, I'm going to literally milk you like a cow in order for you to tithe and be faithful in your tithe. But we have a revelation. He was faithful in all his ways. Now he's making me faithful through the strength of the revelation of the blood of faithfulness. Now when it comes to giving, now when it comes to being faithful in my tithes and offerings, it's so easy because Jesus paid the price for me. It's so easy to be faithful in church attendance. It's so easy to be faithful to my wife because he was faithful. Woo. Jesus shed his blood from his feet. The feet speaks of purpose. Our feet had no purpose. Our feet went to the rave clubs. Our feet went to the pubs. Our feet went to the clubs. But when he shed his blood from his feet, he released the power of purpose. Feet speaks of purpose. My feet has a purpose. Now the Bible says, wherever the soles of my feet shall tread upon, that place I have given to you. Feet of purpose. Hands, he shed his blood from his hands. The hand speaks of creativity. Now, whatever you touch gets blessed. You do not say, your word says, Father, whatever my hands touch, I will be blessed according to Deuteronomy 28. No, that's under the law. You say, under the new covenant, my hands is blessed because Jesus shed his blood from his hand. And that power that's in the hands releases creativity. Your hands, Germany is going to produce millions. Your hands, India is going to produce millions. Your hands, US of A is going to produce millions. I release that upon your life. He shed his blood from his back. It speaks of healing. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my guilt and iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded his back, I am healed and made whole. Now I draw the strength of healing from the back of Jesus that bled for me. He was beaten with a fuller's club that hooked into his skin and ripped his skin out. When they ripped his skin out, he ripped cancer out of me. When he ripped his skin out, he ripped illness out of me. When they ripped, was provided from the back. Slap your neighbor, say, healing was provided from the back. You can receive your healing right now, Germany. You can receive your healing right now, India. You can receive your healing right now, US of A. I release the healing power of God. I rebuke that devil of infirmity. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease. I rebuke illness. Receive the power of God. I release it upon your life. He shed his blood from his face. The face speaks of identity. Therefore, Moses, watch this now. Under the old covenant, Moses said, when God told Moses, I want you to go tell Pharaoh, he must let my people go. What did Moses say? Who am I? Moses had an identity crisis under the old covenant. If you live under the old covenant, you will have an identity crisis. Therefore, God had to tell Moses, go tell Pharaoh, I am has sent thee. The face speaks of identity. The Bible says they ripped his beard out. They ripped his cheeks out. When they did that, he gave you identity. Now you can sing the song. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am yours. I am yours. I know who I am. Turn to your neighbor and say, I know who I am. Because of the price Jesus paid on the cross. Because of the blood that was shed from his face. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I am blessed and highly favored. The favor of God is unstoppable in my... It's unstoppable in your life, Germany. It's unstoppable in your life, US of A. It's unstoppable. Brutes just came up. Just show me again. Is that Brutes or Brazil? Brazil just came up. Brazil, I want you to know that you have identity in Christ Jesus because of the blood that was shed from the face of Jesus. Brazil, we prophesy the blood of identity the name of Jesus. Identity came from the face of Jesus. My God, I sense your presence here. There was shit. Whew. People kill themselves. People commit suicide because they don't know who they are. If you know who you are, you can face any devil. If you know who you are, you can face the devil. You can look the devil in the face. Russia just came up. Russia, we prophesy. You can look the devil in the face because you have identity. The blood of identity is upon you. South Korea just came up. South Korea, you have identity in Christ Jesus. Blood of identity. Woo. I see the power of God hitting people watching all over the world. The Ivory Coast is watching. My God, Ivory Coast, get ready for a supernatural identity establishment by the blood of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. Woo. I release the power of God over the Bahamas, Riachata. Am I reading that correctly?
Belarus.
What do you see?
Belarus.
Is it Belarus? Belarus, identity is coming to your life in the name of Jesus because of the blood that was shed from the face of Jesus. We have nations watching right now. They can tell me who's watching. How many of you believe God can touch the nations right now? Get ready, revival is coming to your nation, is coming to your land by the power of God. Get me all the names over here. The Bible says, watch this. Jesus shed his blood from his side. It's the blood of restoration. The Bible says the soldier took the spear and they pierced it into his side and water and blood gushed out of him. Watch this now. Turn to your neighbor and say, follow pastor. When they pierced his side, water and blood came out. Water and blood speaks of new birth. Which means that you were in Christ on the cross. Which means when the water and the blood came out, the church of Jesus Christ under the new covenant was born. All its privileges and all its rights belongs to us as the new covenant church that came from the side of Jesus. Every person watching right now online, this is available unto you. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, you've been molested as a child. Yes, you've encountered severe pain in life. The blood that flowed from the side of Jesus provided restoration unto you. God's going to restore your broken heart. God's going to restore your broken marriage. God's going to restore your broken business. God's going to restore your broken life. The blood of restoration flows through your computer screen right now in the name of Jesus. Restoration. The blood of restoration. They say that water and blood only comes from a heart that explodes. On the cross, Christ was rejected by his heavenly Father, and he was rejected by you and I. The doctors say a human heart cannot handle so much rejection. Just think about it for a moment. He was rejected by all of us, and he was rejected by his heavenly Father. To top it all, that his heart literally popped. All the rejection you can think about was on the heart of Christ on the cross. You don't have to walk with that rejection not a day longer. Amen. Right now God is healing you. Yes. Let us know where God is healing you from. The power of God is flowing through you. Restoration power is flowing through you. The things that are broken, God is restoring right now by His blood, by His Son's blood. The Bible says, Jesus shed His blood. I'm closing with this. From His head. The Bible says they took the crown of thorns and they pierced it with force into His head. The head speaks of conquest. Conquest means dominion. Oh my God. The blood that flowed from the head of Jesus was the blood needed to restore dominion to mankind forever. I came to let you know this morning, your dominion has been restored when Jesus shed His blood from His head. It is the blood of conquest. It is the blood of victory. It is the blood of dominion that flowed from the head of Jesus.
I know the Word of God has spoken to your heart. Please make contact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Remember, we are a church for all nations and all generations. So please come and visit us.